Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Following a few days off, the Pats were back at Gillette Stadium on Monday, and for Bill Belichick, Vince Wilfork, and Steve Gregory, part of their day was spent inside the radio studio chatting for a few moments with WEEI's Patriots Monday. Here's a peek at some of what they had to say, including final thoughts on their Thanksgiving night victory over the Jets.
You know, it's an honor, and I think it speaks, you know, the football's the ultimate team game, so it's, a commentary really on the coaches that I've coached with, assistant coaches, coordinators, and all that. But more importantly, the players. Those are the guys that make the blocks, the tackles, the kicks, the passes, the catches, all the plays that need to be made to win a game are made by the players. I don't do any of that. So when you win games, it's because players make plays to make you win. And that's, I've always believed that, and that's the truth. So I've been very fortunate to coach a lot of good players.
It was just a broken play. You know, he went to hand it off, and he read it wrong. And then, you know, I guess trying to just salvage what little loss he had left, he tried to run up into the line and get some positive yardage. And I just happened to be standing there at the time, and the ball popped out, and I picked it up and ran. And it was just kind of an interesting play. You know, I don't know that I've seen it before happen like that. But, I'll take it.
I just was pushing my tail off and happened to make that play. So it turned out, you know, great for us. And I like it. You know, just another, you know, Steve picked it up and scored a touchdown defensively. You play this game to score points on defense, and that was a big bonus for us. And then, 53 seconds, we walk away with some type of, you know, points. That's amazing.
You'll see that play for the next 10 years. That will be played over and over again. Every time things go bad with the Jets, they will throw that video up there. And you will see, when you're retired, you will be seeing that video.
Football fouls. Yeah. Right there.
I'm glad I'm on the good side of it.
You're on the good, exactly.
It's one of the reasons why I carry my flag in my sock as opposed to my pocket, so I don't inadvertently pull it out or it falls out, because once it's on the ground, it's on the ground, and you've thrown it, whether it's intentional or unintentional or by mistake or whatever it is. Once you've done it, you've done it. So I usually try to be conservative and throw it until I know that I want to throw it. And there are plenty of times when I'd like to throw it, but I just want to try to get more information, because once you lose that challenge, you really lose two challenges. Because you could get as many as three, and if you lose one, then you can't get three. You're down to, you only have one left, or that's your last one, however you want to look at it. So it's big to lose.
Obviously, each situation is different. You know, sometimes it might be a communication breakdown. Sometimes it might just be a physical deal. You know, sometimes we're in good coverage and a guy makes a play. You know, I mean, this is the NFL too. The passing game has become harder and harder to defend. You know, with all the rules, you can't hit guys. You can't bump guys only so much off the line. So I think you're going to see a little bit more of those plays happening if you watch every game each week. But, we take pride in going in every week and trying to get those things corrected, whether it's a mental breakdown, which we would like to avoid. You don't want to have any mental breakdowns. Those are the number one stat for giving up a big play is a mental breakdown. So if it's physical, those are things that we can get corrected, one-on-one, beating a guy, making a play, and we want to limit it to those things.
And it's not been all interceptions, or it's not been all strip sacks. You know, it's actually been guys actually – laying a hat on people and coughing the ball up. So that's, you know, going out, being physical, and taking the ball away. And I think that's the most impressive thing. When we sit back and look at all our turnovers, that's probably the most satisfying feeling when you see guys hitting people and the ball popping out, because we know what type of defense. We're a physical defense. We want to play that way. So we know the more we can keep our offense on the field, it's positive for us, because they do a real good job of scoring points and turning those turnovers into touchdowns or points.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.